and points eastward. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes, in touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Broadcasting to Amory and Northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Worked on all week long. Out of whack.
Yeah, and all week long, Tim, all year long. I mean, let's be honest and frank about it. Since Tanner Mordecai made the decision to transfer to the University of Wisconsin, forego the 2023 NFL draft, and utilize this sixth year of eligibility he had in college football, he's been the guy. He's been one of the bus drivers for you. And great teams are going to be player-led. Right, players are going to have to drive the bus. Coaches can give you all the information possible, put you in great scenario situations, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you're going to have to make the season what you want it to be.
Right.
And Tanner's been in the driver's seat for that entire time. Now, Braden Locke, absolutely excitement when he transfers in from Mississippi State, and we're seeing this more and more throughout college football, Tim. Transfer portal doesn't only mean the one guy that goes and takes over the starting job.
Right.
Both quarterbacks that finished the game here tonight for both teams are transfers from this past year and were backups behind another transfer. So it's a new system for everybody. It is a little bit more familiar with Braden Locke because of the Mississippi State connection to it, but it's separated. And for whatever you're doing once the season starts, split it this way. Say you get 10 snaps in practice for the team.
Right.
Tanner McAvoy's taking 7, 8, and then Braden Locke's going and grabbing 2.
Yeah.
And whatever rhythm you think you can try to generate, and if that's a BS statement that some people think, you can absolutely air that, right? Like, this is one of those nights, Tim, where I understand all the frustration, and I'll hold the arrows for saying it's still going to be a work in progress that you haven't seen the end result to yet here with this Wisconsin offense. And tonight, you have to take a major step back because one of your key cogs ends up getting blown out.
You and I, at halftime earlier, third quarter, when we watched the game together, I said to you, when you watch this tonight, you see a program that has veteran leadership that is built kind of. And there was a stat that I saw tonight on the television broadcast that said since Kirk Ferentz has been there, he's won 40% or more of his games by 8 points or less.
Wow.
That's fifth all time in FBS history. So what you saw tonight and how they win football games, they know that they were limited in offense once McNamara went down. Now, granted, they lost a tight end tonight, but they've had a backup quarterback for 2 weeks now. What I'm trying to make is this, is that you have one program that has veteran leadership, right? You have another program. Fans don't want to hear this. It's a program that's going through transition right now, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that?
No, you're not wrong. And this is where managing expectations is very difficult, Tim, because I remember when we were sitting here after the Buffalo game, and I looked kind of puzzled saying, did they not just win the game by 21 points? Right? Like, but the expectation was that this offense is going to be remarkably explosive, something you haven't seen before. And it still very well may be in 24 and 25, 26 going forward. But this year, I still do believe, Tim, they're a talented football team that can win 12, can win double-digit games. 12 is going to be a little difficult now with the lack of an idea that you're probably going to be playing in the Big Ten championship game, because tonight was definitely for the driver's seat to win the final year of the Big Ten West. And I think that's where more of the frustration and angst will come into here, because while this is a year of transition, and we can start discussing and will throughout the next couple of hours, Tim, of what this program can be, what we also have to point out, and I think this is where the urgency came from the fan base, especially with tonight's game, this is the final year that you win this seven-team grouping, yeah, eight-team grouping. You still get to go and party first weekend in December, right, in Indianapolis and say, well, let the chips fall where they may.
Next year, the divisions are gone.
Completely gone, and you're going to have to leap over two more teams that were just playing in a top 10 matchup here,
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
One that's playing tonight, which is one of the most renowned in the country. It only gets tougher. And I think the missed opportunity is where a lot of the frustration is starting to boil up from.
Well, Matt Atosh also talked about this. And if you want to join us, you can. I want to interject real quick with this at 414-799-1973. You can text us there. Hit us up on X, Twitter, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
At Bill Schmidt Radio.
Tweet at us on X.
Yeah. Or hit me up too at Badger Postgame. You know what the guys talked about, and I really think it's true. In a game like this, you need a special play. And we thought a couple of times in the early in this game, that drive, where on a big fourth down there was a stop.
Mm-hmm.
We thought at least once, twice, maybe three times, the Badger defense was that close to getting a pick. If they would have had one or two in that first quarter, and if they complete, and again, there's a lot of ifs this and if that, I get that. They didn't do that. But the Badgers were on the offensive side. They were moving the ball. They had rhythm on offense, all that. And then it came to a quick end. Defense did not quite grasp the ball once, twice, which would have set them up on offense deep in Iowa territory. Those things, when you lose a game 15-6, mean so much, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And I was I pushed back on you a little bit in the press box when you mentioned Rodas Johnson not being able to come down with that. I'm like, okay, my man is almost 300 pounds and hasn't touched the ball since high school. He probably forgot how it tastes. But that is kind of the play that in a night where you need something to flip, and more importantly, Tim, you needed some way to freaking flip the field position in this game. Because if you look at the Wisconsin starting field position, especially into the second half, their first three possessions of the second half all start within their 10-yard line. Only once in the second half do they start outside of their own 20. That would have set them up at the Iowa 25-yard line.
And how many times did we see drives that started deeper than they should have because of special teams penalties tonight?
Yeah, and Torrey Taylor, who apparently is selling more NIL jerseys in Iowa City than...
The dude averaged 50 yards a punt tonight.
Then a running back, a wide receiver, heck, an offensive lineman even, I guess. Like, this dude has to be the most famous human being on this Iowa football team outside of Kirk Ferentz and whoever's monitoring the 25 points per game for Brian Ferentz's contract incentive. He was fantastic tonight, and I know we had a texter with a funny point saying, I'm done listening about a punter. All right? I'm kind of done listening about a punter. Well, listen, I'm down if the Packers are interested in taking him in like the third round, because they can't swing and miss any worse on third round picks. And that one might be, I mean, he might be the best punter I've ever seen if I just take in what we watched today from Taylor over there at Iowa.
Well,
it's unreal.
He was the talk of the press box. Again,
incredible.
The Iowa media contingent is just mind boggling to me.
Vast.
It's huge.
It was vast. Yes.
It's huge. But they were like, ho-hum. The rest of us are going, holy crap, look at this guy.
Yeah.
You mentioned, was it his first punt? He dropped it like a wedge shot inside the two-yard line. We're like,
Checks, hello. Yeah,
checks up.
Like a Heller 56-degree wedge 2 feet inside the cob. I mean, it was, and those are the plays that – I don't love to give special teams as much credit as a full one-third of the game.
But when they're special.
Yes.
When they're
that good,
yes,
they can be a full third of the game. And they beat you in that respect here tonight.
All right, a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to go inside the locker room, hopefully in a few minutes, with Mike Heller, who's busy across the street tonight. Love to hear from you, too, at 414-799-1973. That is the text line. Also, hit us up on Twitter, X, at Bill Schmidt Radio, and at Badger Postgame. Wish we had better news to report tonight, but the Badgers do not claim a trophy. It goes back to Iowa for the second straight season. Yes.
That poor trophy has to live in Iowa.
For another
That is so sad.
15-6 is our final. By the way, when we come back, too, I saw this pop up on my social media tonight. We have to mention about what Iowa was doing in the locker room after the game here tonight.
Oh,
in
no.
I'm going to fire up a few Badger fans. Let's hit that, too, as we continue. Our postgame show is presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We will continue in a moment. We're live inside the set at Union South here on campus. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
For Brewpub Pizza, the month of October is the creme de la creme in the pizza industry. It's the big game for all things pizza. It's National Pizza Month, so it's about time you roll out the red carpet that leads right to your freezer and usher in a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. In case you haven't heard, Brewpub Pizzas are made in the heart of pizza-loving land, Kekana, Wisconsin. So that means, yes, Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, high-quality toppings, and zesty, flavorful sauce. So join the National Pizza Month fun and put a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza on the menu tonight. Available at your local grocery store.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, welcome back inside the set at Union South. The postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. Badgers fall tonight to Iowa by a score of 15-6. This was a 7-6 game. The Badgers had the ball. You're thinking, this is going to be one of those crazy nights. And then when the quarterback drops the ball on their final snap before the field goal, I'm thinking, I'm looking at this going, scoop and score. Yeah. Or at least fall on top of it.
Waiting for Starks to run out of that tunnel and scoop that bad boy on
up. Something.
Well, when,
didn't happen.
Well, and when you peek behind the curtain, when you left just a little bit earlier than I did out of the press box, because Tim going to get everything set on up, got boss things to do. Let's be honest. Yes, I mean, let's be honest.
Had to get the gift cards for you.
And you had to do the important stuff. And us, you know, pretty people just come on in and make the magic happen. But I was waiting for that moment. I was waiting. Even once it goes to 12-6 after the safety and you kick it back, it feels like Iowa's got great field position. They rattle off 6 yards on first down, but you still get a stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting waiting with 5 minutes to go. All right, Braden Locke, go make yourself a name here in your first night in Madison, and very well could be the start of a run for Braden Locke here, Tim, because I'm no doctor.
But what was your takeaway from Coach Fick?
And my takeaway was that it's going to be the Braden Locke show for a while.
I think it's going to be Braden Locke show.
It sounds to me like it's going to be the Braden Locke show for a while. Just how clearly Tanner knew how hurt he was and that he wasn't able to throw, and then to come on out and be covering the arm, that didn't seem great to me. But to the point, it just felt like one of those nights that you could see some magic happen, and we've seen before. No dice here tonight.
If you're going to win a game like this, you got to have something go your way. And sometimes
a little magic,
you got to create your own luck.
Yeah.
And the Badgers has chances. I mean, I go back to, you know, Turner drops a pick. You have one that ricocheted off a helmet. I think Latu got a hand on it. Couldn't bring it in. You had a couple of other chances. Again, Wisconsin, too, saved themselves. We got a safety out of it, but there was a couple of times they put the ball in. How about Fertney?
Big
again,
time.
Saving the day before. And by the way,
and how about Tausch giving a good call of that part of it?
Okay, but by the way, the next play when Braden Locke is tagged and he fumbles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope the Big Ten reviews that play because I'm with Tausch on this. I was here, was listening to the call, then looked up there at least 3 or 4 times in the replay. That looked like helmet-to-helmet contact to me.
Yeah.
And if it was, and again, speed of the game, I get that. But there's got to be somebody that goes, hey, take a look at that.
Missed something.
And they never did.
Yeah, and that's a bang-bang situation that you think, especially because it is such a major factor when it's called.
Yes.
That if that's the part where I do believe you should have an overriding, you know, call in New York that can bring that back up. But you touched on it, Tim, and it feels like we're, crying over spilled milk here. But there's nights, on this night in particular, when you lose your starting quarterback, your offense doesn't click outside of a couple of moments where Braylon Allen also came back from going to the locker room at one point tonight after getting banged up with a upper body injury. You saw him run through an Iowa defender and spark yourself up. It's been a problem, I think, throughout all of 23, and we've touched on it in the postgame show numerous times. Sound like a broken record. Being able to hold the momentum on your sideline. They've had one or two plays, but haven't been able to string it together for a 4 or 5 minute stretch to be able to win a game like tonight. You didn't have to be special for 60 minutes to win the game here tonight.
Let's go to the
top. You had to be for a couple of plays.
You're right, and unfortunately the Badgers did not do that tonight. Iowa did. Let's go to the talk and text line at 414-799-1973.
This one is a little bit frustrating from 515. Says Tanner Mordecai not NFL material. Well, easy to say that when you watch the lowlights. That rollout throw that he ends up getting hurt on, Tim, that's the play that I believe he ends up hitting his hand and then the next play kind of dives for it. That's a play that not a whole lot of guys that have played quarterback at Wisconsin can make. He has been a real player for them, even though it appears that it might be all for naught for a while here after this. This one came in on X, and he tweeted at you and myself. Jay always likes to get on in here on some of these nights. Said, what a waste of a Saturday. No need to spend any more money here on tickets. One of the worst games I've watched in 40 years. Tim, stop playing like the homer. They're not a good football team. The scheme stinks. The talent is lacking. The program has fallen down. And apparently the sky is falling at 4-2. I don't know how
you
can paint it any better than just say, wait till next week when they play again against Illinois.
So last week I told you that I watched the game 3.5 quarters from the stands before I walked over here to Union South. When they were struggling in offense, we had this dude behind me about 3 rows back, and all he would say is, fix it, Longo. Come on now, fix it. Here's the other part, too. And you and I looked at each other and we went, really? This team was booed off the field at halftime.
At halftime.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This was a late arriving crowd. Shame on you. And then you have the audacity to boo them off the field at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand this is the world we live in. If I'm a homer, I'm a homer. I don't care. These kids are busting their ass.
Yeah.
Okay? And you boo them off the field at halftime.
When their quarterback just ran into the locker room.
Yeah, when your quarterback, injured. When you lost your quarterback.
Yeah.
I
was not a fan of that
and
one.
And people tell us to stay classy?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, Badger fan. You can do better than that.
Well, you know, Tim, as the description says on the bio, just a long, suffering, starved for sustained competitive teams. From what I know, this team has been remarkably competitive for the last two decades. There's a reason why they flashed a banner there on the screen after Iowa celebrated with the victory tonight, that it's the first time they've won back-to-back times against Wisconsin since 08-09.
Deep breaths, everybody. It's going to be okay.
I knew I had Tim on that one, too, once he started pushing the papers together. That's what you do.
Straighten the base up.
Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I'm going to straighten these papers up, and I'm going to collect myself before I respond.
Let's do this. Let's go back across the street.
Let's do it.
Mike Heller is standing by with Badgers defensive back Hunter Wohler. Guys.
Hunter Wohler, I was visiting with Coach Fickell afterwards, and I asked him about the message post-game, and he said, well, we get to find out what you are made of right now. That's the answer. That's the question, and that's the answer, right?
Yeah, I mean, after a loss, a big loss like that, you know, it's, are we going to hang our heads, or are we going to come in and get back to work? It's a long season, and, you know, it's still early. I think, you know, everything that we want is still in front of us, and we have to take this as a learning lesson and move on and get ready for next week.
The scoreboard is always the answer, but you hold them to 4 of 17 on third down today. I'm sure that was one of the goals. Another goal would have been, as it is in every game, to win in the turnover battle, and that didn't happen today.
No, it didn't, and you know that's obviously on the defense that we have to be better. We have to be able to create turnovers and give our offense a better chance and better field position to go score. And, yeah, obviously we didn't do that today. And, you know, the turnover battle is a big part of who wins the game. And, we didn't do that, and we have to be better.
It's a long time ago. It's the first half, but it's the biggest play of the game. What do you see on their long touchdown run?
I mean, we didn't fit it. I didn't fit it correctly. Missed my gap. We missed a tackle on the back end, and it sprung free. And we knew that all it took was one play, and they got that one play, and that's on me. That's on this whole defense, and you know we knew that's what it was going to be, and we just didn't execute.
Hunter, you have six Big Ten games left. What will it take to turn today's bitter taste into success the rest of the way?
If we do our thing, we take care of business. We come out and play like we know we can every week. That'll make this season worth it. You know, if we do what we know we can do, we come out every week and we play the way we know how to play, I'm going to be really happy with the outcome of this season.
Hunter, appreciate it. Thank you. Back over to you guys.
This defense tonight, 62 plays for Iowa, only gave up 237 yards. They averaged just under 4 yards per play. As Hunter talked about, one play and two field goals. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this defense gave up tonight.
And in the final six possessions for the Hawkeyes, they gained 3 yards.
Yeah.
There were multiple drives in which they just went backwards. And that, for a defense that in the first three or four games, Tim, against, you know, non-conference schedule, I thought their rush defense was going to be an issue getting into conference play. And narrator, they gave up an 82-yard touchdown run that broke the game open. I understand that. Otherwise, the yards per carry and what they did to stifle this run game was serious. I mean, it was impressive. And Mike Tressel, I thought, also dug into the bag of tricks a little bit more than we've seen so far of bringing some heat, bringing some pressure, and finding ways to make Deacon Hill as uncomfortable as possible. Who he threw four passes in that second half. I heard Matt and Tausch mention that. He threw all of those, Tim, in the first two possessions of the second half. At one point in the middle of the third quarter, Kirk said, I got to call my AD because I can't actually be the boss of my son, Brian.
Yes.
Right? Because he reports to him, not actually me, where I've never heard that of any football program ever at any level that you don't report to the head coach.
No.
So I'm going to call the AD, tell Brian, take the air out of the football, all right? We're not throwing the ball one more time. Mm-hmm. Lock this thing on up. And that's what they did. And they executed their game. Their game plan was to make this as ugly of a game as possible, and they executed better than Wisconsin.
Well, and their special teams were outstanding today, too. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, Wisconsin wasn't bad. I mean, you know, we had a couple of nice field goals tonight. We're right in the fight until the end. And again, you can look at this as an outsider and go, God, what an ugly game. It was 7-6. No, this is Iowa, Wisconsin. And when you lose a starting quarterback at the level of Tanner Mordecai, Badger fans, whatever your opinion is tonight, that's a huge void that you're going to put on Braden Locke to come in and fill. And listen, you also have Braylon Allen, who played this game. He manned up and played in the second mm-hmm. half because he knew there was nobody there.
Yeah, and I also do want to point this out, and I don't want to do this much, Tim, because it's going to sound like we're dunking on people that are no longer in the positions.
Yeah.
But I think this is another night that shows where the talent being brought into as a totality to the program, how it had slipped over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny you bring that up. When I was walking over, a friend of mine stopped me.
Yeah.
And he was upset. He goes, what a bleep show. I said, no, what you're seeing tonight is what didn't get done in the last couple of years.
Yeah, what it's didn't
just,
get done.
Yeah, it's just, it's a talent shortage right now. Will they fix it? Yes. There's a lot of good stuff coming in 24, and you're hearing about 25 and that type of stuff. But right now, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And they were not good enough and have not been good enough for the last couple of years. It's one of the reasons why the change was made. And as many people have wanted to bring up Jim's name, I think it's one of the reasons why Mac felt urged to go outside of the family and find some new perspective, because it's clear that this program has not brought in the talent, and as a collective, have the talent that it may have had over the last, you know, 10 to 12 years.
15-6, the final tonight. The Badgers fall to Iowa. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show, live from the set here on campus at Union South. We continue in a moment, and this is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
In college football.
The reason why they've been calling it RBU, it's a remarkable number, and it's one that over the next number of years, we talked a ton about the scheme change, and we will still talk a lot about the scheme change. I wonder how many times potentially gets eclipsed again with the amount of player movement there is and the lack of running the ball, 64-65% of the time, Tim. But it should be glorified how impressive that is and how many guys they've been able to have it done so quickly. And I would like to know, and I don't mean to ask this right out of the gates, maybe somebody like our guy Spencer can dig this on up, how many of them have been from the state of Wisconsin?
Let's see. Off the top of my head, Michael Bennett was one,
okay,
I believe.
Yep.
John Clay.
Would Clay have been there?
I don't know if John Clay rushed for over 3,000. That would be another guess.
That shows
that's two.
At least me personally, as a Wisconsin kid, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up anybody, that's a cool thing that I've always taken in high regard, them being able to have Wisconsin players and to have a Wisconsin kid be one of your best players. A couple of them we've heard from Hunter Waller already tonight. It's something to celebrate, no doubt about it.
All right, let's do this. We're going to come back. We'll take one final break here in the network. We're going to go in depth on the local side of things tonight. We'll tell you how to follow along with us there in just a minute. But the Badgers travel to Illinois next week. Going into this game, you're feeling optimistic. You're looking at, hey, man, we could run the table here. Maybe some people were looking at hotel rooms already in Indy. Things have changed, not only here, but in Champaign, Illinois. The optimism has changed a little bit after what happened earlier today. We'll touch
good
on that.
Them.
And we'll put a bow on this one tonight. Badgers fall to Iowa tonight by a score of 15-6. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig!
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McCloy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Chop!
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
So let's focus on what is next. The Badgers will travel to Champaign and take on Illinois. Going into the games today, we're feeling good about that. Take care of business here. Brett and that crew have not been very good, but lo and behold, they go to Maryland today, and they pull the upset, Billy.
Yeah, and, you know, good for them. Still not all that worried for an Illinois team that lost as much as they did. But now you've lost a significant piece in Tanner Mordecai. And, again, I'm speculating here, and I don't like doing that in this chair. But just going off of what we heard from Coach Fick, I would assume that it's going to be Braden Locke going into Champaign next week, and that tightens the margins. You already know what a Brett Bielema team is going to want to be, very much similar to the team that we watched on the other sideline here in an Iowa team that's going to be physical. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to play a specific style that you're going to have to match physicality-wise. Listen, I thought Wisconsin matched, for the most part, the physicality today. You're going to have to go do it again next week and hopefully have a much better result and find some rhythm on offense and be able to capitalize, Tim. I still don't quite understand it. I want to go back and watch the game, and maybe Coach will talk about it on Monday at his press conference as well. You know, you go throughout the year, and they haven't been under center more than 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And today on 4th and 1, twice, you go under center in the most important play. Like, those are things that will haunt you for the week. And if you're going to be who you are, and I think that they're going to try to continue to get better at what they've done and what they want to be, I like going with your gut and going with your stuff there. Maybe not, oh, now we're going to turn the ball and hand it off 8 yards deep. It was something that kept running in my mind, and I think it'll run in Phil Longo and Luke Fickell's mind here tonight, because those are the small calls as a coach that you think back to and say, did I miss one there? And they'll be haunted with that for the next 7 days.
Badgers fall tonight by a score of 15-6, and with the loss, they fall to 4-2 on the season now, 2-1 in Big Ten play. We said they play in Illinois on Saturday.
That place stinks.
Illinois? The whole state?
I mean, just the whole area down there in southern Illinois. Like, I mean, God bless anyone that's going down to one of 18 Memorial Stadiums in college football down there in Illinois. But bring some nose plugs.
So you will be back here with me in the studio.
Yeah, I'm going to be
in the
studio.
You're not going to make the road trip.
No, thanks. Okay. No, sorry.
All right. Vegas? Well, then you'll go.
Interested.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely down for that one again.
Okay. All right. this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, this is Tim Scott reminding you to join us next Saturday. The Badgers take on Illinois. By the way, before we step out tonight, we'll continue for a while longer in Madison on our flagship 1310 WIBA, or in Milwaukee on 97.3 The Game, and of course worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Just download the app. It's free, and you can look for the stations there as well. Again, we wish we had better news to report tonight from the set, but we do not. The Badgers fall to Iowa by a score of 15-6. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
For the opening set, and so we said, well, we'll call ourselves the Broken Boards, and we'll put Hawaiian shirts on, and we'll pretend we're somebody else. We're not fooling anybody, really, but... So we did that for the first set, and it was well received, and we had fun with it, and so we kind of grew from there, really.
So basically, the cutouts became the Broken Boards, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
But the cutouts is that distinctly sort of different music.
Yes. So right.
Then it was like the surf instrumental started to become more popular.
Well, I think it was just it seemed well received, so we just kind of ran with it, and. So we just kept pushing with that for a while, and we've been getting some good shows and good feedback. So, yeah.
People seem to like it. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the actual band, the Broken Boards. I mean, give us a little backstory, more than what we were just talking about. Like, surf, instrumental, there's no vocals ever?
Well, sometimes if we have a longer set, sometimes we get shows where we have to fill up, on a couple hours or something, and then we'll throw in some vocal tunes. Something like, California Sun or Surfing Bird, some things like that that sort of fit the genre. But mostly it's just instrumental, really.
Would you say that Dick Dale is one of the influences of this band?
Oh, yeah, sure. Dick Dale, a lot of the old surf bands, the Astronauts, Safaris, a lot of the bands from back then, Centurions, a bunch of stuff on Delphi. And and not just the surf stuff, but... really, any instrumental music from like the late 50s through the 60s, I think is kind of fair game. Link Wray, we like him a lot too. And
do you cover a lot of those artists in like the longer sets when you say you're playing for 2 hours or whatever at a party or something like that? Do you cover a lot of those artists?
Yeah, sure. We throw covers in our sets regularly. And if we play longer, then there's going to be more covers. But yeah, we throw a Dick Dale, Link Wray out, Safaris.
Yeah.
Some of those bands for sure, yeah. And others that maybe aren't as well known, like, say, Johnny and the Hurricanes, we do a song from them.
And then, I would imagine since you're a very unique band, you have the genre click dialed in, people probably come searching for you when they're looking for that type of band.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way. I think maybe got some good attention through Rockin' John, a local DJ
who you might know.
He supported us and played us on his show, and I think people have come to our shows and said, we heard you on the Rockin' John show.
Sure.
So that's been great. Yeah,
that's awesome. Scott, Mark, and Dan from the Broken Boards here in the Civic Media Radio Studios. You guys, as far as songwriting, with music without lyrics. Obviously, you don't have to worry about writing lyrics, but do you ever get into a chance where the band writes a really killer riff and then somebody thinks, oh man, this poem or this lyric that I wrote down earlier last year might fit?
Not really so much anymore.
That's a stumper.
Back when we were in the cutouts, I would say yes, definitely.
Yeah,
but the Broken Boards is definitely more of an instrumental project.
Who did the vocals in the cutouts?
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah, Scott.
Nice. Do you ever miss writing, Scott?
I still do some writing. Still do mostly solo stuff and, you know, write songs. So, yeah. Sometimes also with the band, you know, it's kind of a process of instrumental writing as well. So we all come up with parts. It's mostly Dan who does the instrumental parts, most of the writing, but we all come up with like little arrangements and ideas. So, yeah.
Now, every year, you guys play on your friend Captain Mike's boat. But, you know, when I went online, I was like, this is not the boat you're thinking of. It was a bit, it was an interesting boat. Tell us about playing on the boat.
Well, our friend Captain Mike has a boat. I mean, and we get on it like about once a year and we play a show. It's fun. It's a smaller, I mean, it's not like a really small boat, but
just enough space for us to play on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like right by the steering, the wheel.
What lake or river or wherever we're at?
Usually it's Lake Mendota.
Okay. Right here in Madison.
Right in a marina.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. Kind of rock the boat.
As Mariners or Skipper Buzz on the north side or what?
Close to those, yes.
Close to Skipper Buzz, yeah.
Rocker and I, we live on the north side, so we're coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your opening up for the Exotics at the Crystal Corner on October 21st. That's coming up next Saturday. Tell us about this show and what you're excited to show the audiences.
Well, it's great to play with the Exotics. We know they've been around a long time, and it should be a lot of fun. Sal Cirio set up the show with us, and we're just glad to be along on the bill, really.
Sal Cirio, an old Maximum Ink writer.
Yes.
Great DJ here in Madison under the name of DJ El Serpentine. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, I was told you have an amazing record collection. Are you a record collector?
Yeah, or accumulator.
What does your wife of how many years think of that?
Well, it's all in the basement away from her sight, so she's okay with it as long as I keep it away from her.
I know that story. I know that goes.
How many records do you have?
Oh, I don't know, maybe over 3,000 LPs or something like that, and maybe 1,000 45s. There's a lot of people who have a lot more than me. It's just fun, you know, to collect records, and I enjoy it. So, yeah.
We normally ask bands if you're going to put your music on vinyl. I'm going to ask you guys, you're going to put out a 45 or maybe a 78?
Well, we do have one 45 out. Now we have one coming up, too. It's kind of in the works with another local band, the Goobers. We got a split 7-inch coming out with them. So hopefully in the next year that'll come out. It takes a long time to press vinyl now. Yeah. So
that song that you just played, Crash Course, is actually the A side of our 45.
Okay. What's the B side?
It's called The Curse of Pele.
The Curse of Pele. All right. And we're gonna play Mars and the Secrets of the Canals. Tell me about that song.
Well, it had another name before that. We won't mention. We were looking at some records that were I had posted on my wall, and we were just looking for song titles, and that's where that song title came from. I think it was Soundproof or some old sound effects kind of record.
It has to be hard making song titles for just instrumental music.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of fun though. You know, you try and find something that maybe evokes something that the song sort of sounds like, or maybe you start with a title and then work from there too.
Right. Interesting. Hey guys, Scott, Dan, Mark, thank you so much for coming on our show tonight. We really appreciate you, and congratulations on the new music.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And once again, you guys are going to be at the Crystal Corner Bar on October 21st. Here is that song from the Broken Boards, Mars and the Secret Canals, on Max Ink Radio. We are local music. Maxine Cut Civic Media, we are local music. Love that. The Broken Boards there, Mars and the Secret of the Canals. Thanks to the guys in Broken Boards for stopping by the studio tonight. We really appreciate you. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you, giving you original local music until midnight tonight. This band reached out to me and sent me their music via maxincradio.com. They are called Rat Bath. They're a band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They actually describe themselves as a queer y'alternative band, which I love. That's awesome. They got a show coming up with Cat and a Hurricane at the Back Room in Milwaukee at Collectivo, featuring support from Cat and a Hurricane and Gold Steps on November 10th. Here is their song, brand new, Rat Bath, Mercy I Cried, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mercy, mercy, I cried to the hex of the sword, the healer divine, but mercy kept me marching in line. Mercy, mercy, I cried to the deepest of voids, the wrinkles in time, but mercy couldn't undo this bind. There's no
music from Rat Bath, Mercy I Cried, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Coming up, we got a double dip of, what do we got? Simple Company. They were in the lair last week. Also, the Vanishing Kids are going to stop by and say hello to us. Can't wait to hear them. Their new music is fantastic. Speaking of new music, Jenna Jane has a new album out, new EP. Here's the first track. It's called Crazy on Max Inc. Radio.
6 months and 14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are. Friends, only friends in the dark. Now there's some things I should. Messing with the men that are not.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hundreds of protesters outside the Israeli military's headquarters in Tel Aviv demanding rescues of hostages.
We just want